Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew!
Are definitely one of them. Thank you so much, everybody that's been over there. Don't know why we can't see.
It's weird that they don't always pop Facebook up, but action. I want to throw a shout
but
out.
I have been seeing Russ over here. He has been diligently throwing some great stuff.
Russ Hill, man. What's up, Hollywood?
In here that lines up with Corey and the whole mentality that's over at CMA. Breaking down an acronym. We love our acronyms, okay? But that LUCK, standing for laboring under correct knowledge. Corey went to work, sat and was a student under great tutelage, under great people showing the way to build up your life, and is moving in the right direction. And some can call it luck and say that, yes, oh, everything just worked out for him. Or they can actually see that there was a journey of him humbling himself so that he could be elevated, so that he could see the way, the path to growing up. And trust me, there's a lot of checkered past people in the auto industry that are so grateful that they have the chance to become professionals connecting to all walks of life. I'm one of them. Scott's one of them. We all have something that could say you're not worthy. But when you get with people that say, wait a minute, no, there's something inside of you.
Yeah.
I want to help make it glow bigger. I want to help it grow bigger. And keeping it on the biblical flow, we have to allow ourselves to be pruned on. To be cut upon,
I agree.
Right? In order for better growth to come. And that's where great mentorship comes in. And you guys provide that. I think that's the middle M of CMA, right? Is mentorship.
That's a great way of putting it.
That's a fantastic way of articulating it. And I will say this, Fred, you brought up something earlier, not to interrupt you, Lou.
No, you're good.
I spend about $100,000 in self-development.
Mm-hmm.
Even where I'm at now, I'm in the Arate Syndicate with Ed Milette and Andy Frisella. Both have turned out to be good friends of mine. 75 hard. I see you out there killing it, bro. Killing it.
Phase one right now, brother. Phase
killing
one.
It. Kill, you are killing it. Something Thank I've you, never Scott. Done before. I've never done. I did 75 hard once and I failed it twice. But anyway, and it's life changing. I still do some of the things with it. It was actually life changing. But self-development never ends.
Nope.
And I spend over $100,000 and I'm in Apex with Ryan Stuman. I'm in Lions Den. I'm working on some things too that I'm going to bring out to get a community together. But yeah, it's a never ending. It's an infinite game. It's a never ending trying to be the best versions of us possible in all aspects of life, knowing that we're going to have setbacks.
Wow. It's so true though. But that's the thing. Like the more you invest into yourself, like just like you do your community, you have to make sure that it's even. There's this thing called the wheel of life. And I believe, and I know Tony Robbins talks about it a lot, and you have to be balanced in all those things. You have to find those things that are important that you're going to constantly be working on, but you can't just work on one thing and let another fall because then your wheel will be unbalanced. So you have to make sure that everything is balanced, that you're constantly working on yourself, your finances, your friends, your family, what things that are important to you that you want to constantly grow. Work on those on a daily and focus on those and being able to work on yourself. Like you talked about, those things are so important. He just said $100,000. A lot of y'all will be like, whoa, he's crazy. Ooh. No, he's not. Cause the return he gets on that investment is huge, huge folks. It's gigantic. And I guarantee this isn't something that he came up with himself. He's had some mentorships. And that leads me to my next question. You know, we've been getting into mentors. That's great for the M for CMA, right? We as adults, we as kids, we as people, we have people who've helped us along the way, whether it's our parents, then it becomes our professors, and it goes on, so forth, our leaders. Who in your life has helped you get to the next level? Who has shown you the light? Who showed you, hey, Scott, this is what you do and you can get to where you want to be? Who have been some of those people or that person, whichever way you want to answer that?
Yeah, my dad was my first mentor, obviously. Amen. I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for my mom and dad. They sacrificed so much for me. I've always looked up to my brother. When he graduated with his 4-year degree in 3 years, I had to beat him by doing it 2.5. So I've always looked up and admired my brother for the man that he is, the dad that he is. Mentors to me over my automotive career, Grant Cardone. I'm an investor with Grant. I've known him for over 20 years. A lot of my financial strategies I learned through Grant. Carter Myers, which is Carter Myers Automotive. It's Liza's dad. I've always looked up to that man. And even before I went to work for him, I said, man, one day I'd love to work for that man and that company. And then, of course, I met through Carter, his daughter, Liza, which is the CEO of our company. And she's the one that provided me the opportunity. And the last person I ever want to disappoint, much less my dad, is Carter and Liza. I never want to disappoint those people. I want them to be proud that they brought me in as a partner. And I'm very critical of myself and the performance of these stores because I don't take that chance. I don't take that opportunity they gave me lightly.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved. And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
Also, though, there has been times in my career that I was winning personally. Personally, I was going toward my goal. It was before I got with Carter Myers Automotive Group. But all I cared about was myself. I didn't care about my family. I didn't care about my wife. I mean, I came first. And when you come first, you're going to end up last. You cannot. When you put other people ahead of you and what their goals, and something that we do here is we ask for if there are three personal and three professional goals of every associate, and we want to know what's important to them, then we use that to manage them because it's not what's important to us. It's what's important to them. And how can we get them to where they want to be? If we get them where they want to be, they'll help us get us to where we want to be. So that's all the concept of moving lives forward, which came from Carter Myers. It came from Liza Borges, my mentors. So yeah, I've been blessed with a lot of really good people in my life. Andy Frisella and Milette, obviously, are people that are mentors and now they're friends of mine. And sometimes that takes, you got to spend some money. You got to spend some money to get in those groups. But if you read my bio, all those investments are from the original investment that I put in Arete, in Apex, in Lions Den. Like I just invested in a project in Montana I'm about ready to announce with Aaron Wagner, one of my Arete brothers. But that's because I saved my money and invested it in relationships and went and served first and then just asked if there's any opportunity in the future that I would be a good fit for, either as a partner or investor, please let me know. And that's where all those opportunities came up. But I had to be present. Wow. I had to show them that I cared about them first. And then when they called me and said, Scott, we got this project in Montana. I've got a wire, a large amount of money. I'm sitting in the credit union parking lot ready to puke because I'm about ready to wire this money out. because I don't care what it is. Whenever you wire that money and when you walk in and say, I need to hit this wire, you get this wanting to puke feeling no matter what, no matter how much wealth you build or whatever you got.
Sure. But
you still have that feeling. But that's based on relationships and mentorships that's created by having a vision of being in those spaces. I envisioned and then paid and then earned the right to be around Andy Frisella, Ed Milette, Grant Cardone, people like that. Yeah, I've been so blessed and lucky to have so many great mentors in my life. That's a big part of my success story and the success that I've had so far.
It is. Or your network is your net worth. We've all heard that. Show me your five closest friends, I'll show you your future. And these things are so true. So surround yourself with greatness. What's so beautiful about that, Scott, and as you've been working so hard, is that there's going to be tons of people that are going to say the same thing about you. And I know that there's already people doing that. I've met them. And that's something that's super special. The idea as a mentoree is to become a mentor one day to pass that on. That's part of their legacy. Now, it's your legacy that you're passing through, but that is part of the legacy of others, too, because they have poured into you. Their cup was overflowing, so they decided to pour into your cup because your cup was empty because you allowed it to be empty. That's one of the things I love about Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee is a really good philosopher, too. A lot of people don't realize, and he talks about that. You must have your cup empty because when your cup is full, then you think you know everything, right? So always, even when you have a lot of knowledge, empty your cup. Allow it to be filled. And when you're able to do that, you're going to find that you're going to learn so many things, even if it's something you didn't even expect to learn, that's going to help you grow to the next level. A lot of people think, oh man, I got to invest in order to grow. Yes, you do. You got to put some skin in the game because when you don't have any skin in the game, you don't really find like the energy. You might have excuses come really quick when you have no skin in the game. So that is what's so lovely about what Scott's doing. That is what's so great about the mentorship that he's had. He's named some big names out there, folks. He wasn't doing that to show off. He was doing that to show you that you have, that's, he's trying to get to that level, and he's using his resources, the people that he's connected with, that he's worked to connect with, shown that he has the faith, that he has the work ethic, that he has the ability to be part of this type of group, to be part of this type of mentorship. So, man, honor to you. Looking forward to being mentored by you sometime myself. I'm going to reach out to him, like, hey, man, what's up?
Hey, one thing, too, I had to learn, which I'll share with everybody. The people that are in your circle, support them financially.
Yes.
If they got something, don't ask for a free ticket to that event. Don't ask for what they can do for you. Support them. So if you've got a product and your friends or product or service, financially support them. Don't, you've got to do something for somebody else before you can ask them to do for you. And guess what? If you do for them, you don't even have to ask. They'll do for you.
Yeah, it's so
true. And it's so many times. Trust me, I was a person that wanted to go and ride the coattails of someone, attend events for free. And hey, what can you do for me? And let me tell you, that is a losing formula.
Yep.
You'll be alone, which at one point I was.
So true.
I agree.
Wow. So powerful on that. So if you all want to show your support, go ahead and go to carguycoffee.com. Go ahead and get you in a mug or an inspiration.
Yeah, please do support these guys. Absolutely.
Be a part of the party. I love that, Scott. Thank you so much. That is a great plug. And man, you've said so many things that are like incredible commercials for the auto industry.
Man,
your entire story of how you came into the industry is an example of what should be shown for somebody that's trying to do career planning. Guidance counselors at high schools should have this clip. And I'm going to try to make sure at least our local area does have that, because it's that important that people get focused on this industry the way that you are, and that would help them to not be 20, 30 years into the industry and in the same place that they started.
That's facts. That's so facts.
You've had some great mentors in your life that have paid the price to speak into your life, right? Mm-hmm. You don't just let anybody pour into your cup, right? It is important to empty the cup. It is important to fill it up, but not anybody pours in this cup. And you're being ready to puke when you're getting ready to send a wire, but you understand the intention and the importance of the sending that wire, making that investment. That doesn't come by happenstance. That's not a whoops, what just happened? No, that's a calculated effort inside of, but still the stretch of faith. Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
It's hungry. It's make sure you're hungry. You know, I don't ever want to get comfortable. Our great friend Glenn Lundy says that we're most comfortable before death. And that's why we do the things that, you know, Fred, you're doing, you know, phase one. Why do you do that? Why do you torture yourself like that? Why do you choose to do what you do? One, it's to challenge ourselves. Mm-hmm. When I go look at my bank account, my wife goes, honey, where's our money? Honey, it's invested. We'll be getting checks back. Just have faith. And there's times when I completely invest everything and I don't have two nickels to rub together. Mm-hmm. Because I'm investing that's going to pay future dividends, and I don't get comfortable. And anybody can do it, whatever level that you're at. Saving your money, being financially smart with your money, and paying yourself first is extremely important to be able to build freedom first, freedom, and then build wealth and a secure financial future.
I love that. And I love that you said that, because it is cool. Pay yourself first, because you need to do that, folks. A lot of people, they get so caught up in so many things that they don't realize that, hey, there is a 20 years from now. Mm-hmm. What is it going to be like then? You need to start right now. This isn't, oh, I could wait till next year. I could wait till I get a better check. No, do it right now. Sacrifice now so that later you don't have to. Right. And that's the thing. Like, it may seem, and I hate to even use the word sacrifice, because it may seem like a sacrifice, but like he said, he understands, he has faith that he's going to get his return on his investment. Mm-hmm. He's going to take his last two pennies and he's going to make sure that it goes somewhere that it can multiply. When it's able to multiply, then you'll see why it's so important to do that then. We all been there. Man, I wish I would have just done, I wish I would have bought Bitcoin 10 years ago. And none of us did. We all heard of it, but none of us did. And things change, things grow, things become more. But believe in your intuition. A lot of times our inner voice is telling you the right thing. If it says don't do it, don't do it. If it says do it, even if it feels uncomfortable. Matter of fact, do it, especially if it feels uncomfortable, because that's where real growth happens. And I love that you're on that mission, that you're talking about that and you're sharing that with our audience, because I believe that our audience needs to hear those types of things. We have a lot of car people out there that are listening right now, watching right now, and ones that are watching on the replay and then hear it on the podcast later in the future. Invest in yourself, my friends. Listen to Scott Simon. I'm telling you, Scott Simon has a recipe for success. Mm-hmm. He's been there. He knows it. He could tell you shortcuts. He could show you this. He could tell you what's not to do and what to do. You could also even give him advice. Now, Scott is not one to just tell people things. He listens. He observes. Every conversation, there's something to be learned. It's every perspective matters. And that's something that Glenn Lundy said recently to me during one of our car church things that we did. And when I heard him say that, I've been saying it like crazy. And I've really, it clicked something in my brain to always understand every perspective does matter. Even if it's, to me, completely ignorant, it's still a matter. It does matter. And I need to learn something from that. So,
hey Fred, did you notice at that conference, I sit up front the whole time?
Yep, you did.
Because you know what? I was there to learn.
Yes, you were.
I was there to learn. And how many times do you see a speaker come and speak and leave? They're not there at all.
Nope.
You know, I had to leave a little bit early. And I'll tell you what, one of the more proud moments in my recent life, besides my children being born and, of course, getting married, et cetera, was when we left, Brian Hess and I left the lunchroom and we got a standing ovation when we left the last day to go catch a flight.
Yeah,
to get that standing ovation. But yeah, I was there taking notes, old school notes. Yep. And I've got them all in here, dates and everything. When I fill this book up, I put it in the corner, I'll go back and reference, I get another one. But I was there taking notes, because you know what? I was there to learn from those speakers. So yeah, it's life. The learning cycle is
never ending.
Ever. Never.
I love that, Scott. So love that.
Let's keep on that and taking notes for those of you that are taking notes of this incredible solutionary that we're brewing with here. And let's figure this part out, because we've talked about a lot of victories. We talked about a lot of things that have panned out and worked out well, great lessons that we've learned, and being even available for the right people to speak into our life and then for us to speak into others' lives. But what is, for Scott, what has been the hardest lesson you've had to learn?
Yeah, the hardest lesson that I've had to learn is when I was winning, I was achieving, I was marching toward achieving my goal, but I was failing everywhere else. And I was putting myself first above everybody else. And you may win that way, but when I looked in the mirror, I was 265 pounds. I was so ashamed of the person that I had become that I shaved in the dark. And I don't know how low a human could be when they can't even look at themselves in the mirror, but that was me. Wow. So I would shave in the dark and I would go and I'd have cuts all over my face and people at work. And of course, my face is substantially bigger than it is now. I look like a blowfish, but anyway, and people would be like, what happened? And I was too embarrassed to tell them, but I was so ashamed. I wouldn't even look in the mirror, and you know, I would have to shave because I believe in personal, it's like the Yankees. I do believe in that. And I've never had facial hair really. So I would go in, but I was in such a dark place. I mean, that was a big turning point for me. One, typically we only make those changes when we have to. And my blood pressure was so high, they thought I was either having a stroke or a heart attack. And what I would ask people would be, don't wait till it gets to that point, because it could have killed me that day. I literally could have died. I was rushed to the ER. I was right off the showroom floor, was given nitroglycerin. They're like, you're either having a stroke or a heart attack. And I'm like, all y'all need to chill. I'm cool. I need to get back to work. Like, y'all, I don't know why y'all are freaking out. They're ripping shirts off of me, smacking me on a gurney, rushing me back, giving me nitroglycerin. And I'm like, they're like, are you?
Let's get that up.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, are you? How do you feel? I said, I was feeling pretty good till I got here, but obviously y'all are freaking me out here. I'm good.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go. I'm good. my mom's Italian. We're tough.
That's right.
But that was a low point in my life. That was the lowest point of my life. And I finally said, I've got to make changes, both in my health, both my relationships. And I got to be a much better husband, a much better dad, a much better friend. And man, that's when my career blossomed. And that's when Carter Myers years later came and gave me the opportunity to come partner with them. I always could produce. Producing, pushing, that's performance. I'm very critical, but I was performing, but man, I was just not a good person. I'd lost myself. I don't know if y'all have ever done that before where you don't even recognize the person in the mirror. And that's a pretty low feeling. And I ask people to make those changes before they get to that point, because you may not get that second chance that I got.
Man, that's so true. Cause you're right. Cause at a second, your life could be over. Your career could be over. Everything could be done. Mm-hmm. And your heart could stop. You could stop breathing. And that's the thing. It doesn't matter how healthy you are either. That can happen today. Mm-hmm. So every day is an opportunity to be the best version of yourself.
Fred, I think the reason why my heart didn't stop is because I didn't have one at that time.
Ooh, that's deep. That's super deep. Scott, that's like emotionally deep. That's a mic drop moment. And you're so right on the money on that. And man, I'm glad you added that little 2 cents there, because I think people need to hear that. Wow. It wasn't, his heart didn't stop because he didn't have one.
If I only had a heart.
Now, folks, that's because what I love about that is self-reflection beyond other. That is self-growth beyond other. When you realize that and you can be critical of yourself enough to say, hey, I could honestly say that wasn't who I was. That's who I was then and who I'm not going to be ever again. Mm. And you made a change, and that change did big things for you. For one, it extended your life. You lost weight. Your blood pressure's dropped. You look great, Scott. I don't know why you don't look in a mirror. I would look at myself in the mirror if I look like you today, right? I'm glad that all changed for you, because that is a depressing place to be. I was up at one point. I weigh about 180. I walk around 180, 175, depending on how much water I drink, right? And then, but I was up to 230, 235 at one point. And for me, that was very unhealthy, very uncomfortable. And I was a very similar spot as you. I was very depressed. I didn't realize I was selling cars. I was doing great, but I was very selfish at the time. I thought I was the closer, and I was all these things. I was doing everything I was doing was for the wrong reason. Once I flipped the script and I started doing things that were more productive for other people, I started getting myself in shape, making it more of an example for others, being a mentor to others, showing people this is the lifestyle you want to be and this is how I have the energy. This, all these things all come together to be able to become the best version of yourself. I'm glad you shared that with us. And that's some pretty deep stuff. That's really deep.
As far as hard lessons that we all have to learn, that is often the one that we could lock up our shoulders on and not forgive ourselves for being so stupid. We know better. In a lot of cases, we've been taught better, right? You've had a hard lesson. And at the point of saying, Dad, let's park up the block so that I don't have to be seen being who it is that I am. But that dad, that father corrected that into you now. You know what I mean? To where you're not ashamed of who you are. Mm-mm. Now. You're not in the dark anymore, trying to cut on yourself, right? That's not happening anymore. And you're bringing hope to other people because you took what we keep getting lost in is thinking that it's all about us, especially in the luxury that we have in being in an incredible country where we can do and be anybody that we want to be. We have an incredible blessing inside of this country, but we are speaking to people that are outside of this country too. Right. But we all have the opportunity on this earth to create an incredible life, but it's not for us alone. It comes through us, right? To other people. And that is the legacy that we should be investing into. Your father may not have been the one that gave you all of the mentorship to get you to where it is that you are automotive wise, but he planted a seed in you of true love. That said, don't be ashamed of who you are, son. You be that. You be them. And you, all that you did by shaving off all of that other person that was on you, right, is cut away everything that wasn't you to start to discover and see who it is that you actually are. And then you started to see your life glow, blossom, and actually have fulfillment. But that glimpse of I could have been dead right there helps you now to every bite of something that you love to eat, every sip of water, everything is appreciated differently. That level of gratitude's at another level because of your appreciation for not just the life that you have, but the people around you, mm-hmm. the blessings that keep finding your way. You know what I mean? And you keep operating in faith. And that's something that a lot of people need to see, is that your greater rewards come the more that you invest, utilizing not just your finances and your resources, but your faith. Where you invest your faith, folks, it pays back dividends way beyond dollars and cents.
And it really does. And all that stuff added together, we've talked about your why. We talked about what drives you. We talked about what got you in this business. We talked about your mentors, right? We talked about failures. Now, this last question I have for you, it's really important. And it's something that I think that we all need to shine on. It's, what has been your greatest reward for all the hard work that you put together over the last forever years, right? All the work since the day you were born, really. What has been your greatest reward?
A couple of situations. My daughter, when COVID happened,
right,
she worked in a nursing home, and both of our children have worked. She's now a freshman in college. And my wife called me and said, hey, I don't know if you know it or not, but there's COVID issues at where our Morgan is working, and she's not going to go back. Mm-hmm. And I said, wait a minute. I said, hold on. I understand your concern. I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. But have we talked to Morgan about this yet? We're making a decision for our daughter.
Right.
And we raised her to make her own decisions and be independent. So we had a meeting with our daughter, made her aware of the COVID cases. And I just said, Morgan, it's up to you. You don't have to go back there and work. There's COVID cases there. What do you want to do? And she said, Dad, I wear a mask and I feel safe. Wow. And I want to go back to work. And that made me really proud. I know that sounds hokey, but that was a chance in life where I think she could have chose to back down or chose to. She stood up and she said, I'm not afraid. Some people say that's crazy. Take your daughter out of there. I didn't think it was crazy at all. And I was very proud of her.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
My son, by living through example, he, up until this last year, was a below average wrestler. He lost most of his matches, and we got him in MMA and some things, and we invest in him. He plays football, and something clicked, and he won 75% of his matches.
Oh, boom. Let's go.
And there was a time where he wrestled two matches, and they call it a marquee matchup. I don't know what they call it in different areas, where they pick two wrestlers and it's a bonus wrestle. He'd already wrestled twice. And the best kid that stepped up is the best kid around. And he had beat my son before. And they said, hey, Dawson, do you want to go? He'd already wrestled twice. Mm-hmm. And he said, and he knew who he was wrestling. He looked across. He strapped up his helmet. Now he went out.
Get goosebumps, bro.
now he lost.
Oh, that's not what matters. So, yeah.
He didn't back down. When you see your children make those decisions, those are the greatest rewards. When I see people that, from not even wanting to look at myself in the mirror to wanting to take pictures with me,
yes,
to leave in the lunchroom and getting a standing ovation, for the people to say all the kind things about me when I was a human that didn't deserve that. I forget that person's not alive anymore.
Come on.
Amen.
I'm not going to act like it never happened, because it did happen. It made me to who I am today.
Come on.
So if you're out there and you're dealing with adversity and you're not where you want to be in life, you too can make changes.
Wow.
But you've got to really want to make those changes. And it starts with you. Not everybody else. It starts with you. And you got to take action.
Oh, man.
That's what I'd like to leave everybody else on. The greatest reward is I was blessed with the second opportunity, and I'm not going to let it go in vain. And you don't have to be where you are either. You don't have to shave in the dark.
Wow. You do not have to shave in the dark. Come on now.
Wow. Come Scott,
on, y'all.
Goosebumps, bro.
Woo!
Goosebumps. Appreciate over here. Literally that. Goosebumps. Wow. Facts. Wow. 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 Just the story of your daughter doing that. Then you hit us with your son stepping up after wrestling two matches, going against the best one there, and just didn't even second guess it. Put his headgear on and said, let's go. That is exactly what you're talking about. That is exactly what it feels like to have the greatest reward happen when you see people you've poured into, especially when it's your blood, your children. And I know that to you, it's beyond that. It's your children, yes, but then your team members and so on and so forth. I know you can probably name a million stories, but those two stories there gave me super goosebumps, like massive, like very proud. I feel like they were my children, and I got, and I witnessed that happen. And I can imagine that feeling of just that. It's more than pride. It's wow. They're adults. Mm-hmm. they make decisions that are beyond what the average person would walk away from. Yeah, that is powerful, and that is cool, and that is seed that you've been laying for a long time, that you planted, that you've been watering and fertilizing, and you're finally starting to see harvest from it. That is beautiful.
Both children facing physical threats, literal physical threats to themselves, and stepping up like that. Dad, powerful. This is not something that you would necessarily see as statistically lining up. The dad, the one being afraid to shave in the light, then having children that are stepping up to what is a physical threat to them. That is not just a testament to what great leadership, great mentorship, great access, but great submission is, that you allowed yourself to also submit to the decision of your own kids to make the choice for themselves. And that, folks, is truly living, seeing your children doing things like Scott just described. That's where we truly feel the glory. Again, you can't put a dollar on that. You can't put a calculation to the level of joy that you have for that. And as a dad, I totally attach to that and appreciate that. I mean, stories for days, I'm sure that you can explain of other events of your kids stepping up like that. But that's what we do it for, folks, for the next generation. And you may not have children,
it's
right?
Legacy,
and
my
you,
friends.
And you lead people. And you see your salespeople do things that they were once scared to do. You see any of your other workers inside of the dealership world do things that they were once intimidated by, step up to the plate and accomplish great things. This is part of the legacy that you can be part of sowing seeds into. My man Scott is a true example of a solutionary doing those things. I can't wait to grow and learn more. But folks, we've already gone through an hour, 10 minutes.
I know Scott is a busy time, but it was a lot of fun. The one thing I want to say, the one big word I want to say right now to Scott is thank you.
Yes.
Right. I want to thank you for your time today. Thank you for coming on the show, sharing your story, uplifting us. Man, it's been very impactful. I've already got a few quotes from you that I just absolutely I wrote them down. Like, much like you, I take notes every time I interview somebody. Much like you, I take notes when I go to these events, because to me, that's where growth is. To me, I'm going to learn something from every conversation that I possibly can. Even if I don't agree with it, I'm still going to learn something from it.
Right. Well, thank you so much, for having me on. Thank you for pouring into people in the auto industry that we all love and beyond. Thank you for being a positive light to people in what can be a very dark world. I respect and admire both of y'all gentlemen. And if there's anything I can ever do for you, you make that one phone call and I'll answer.
And I believe you on that. Well, the one thing I want to point out real quick, the whole show, folks, if you guys haven't noticed behind Scott's head, it says growth. Right? Make sure that it's just coincidental, right? What I can say is this. That's right.
There you go.
And he's always looking for growth. Keep looking for growth, my friends. Keep being inspirational. And if you have any questions, please reach out to us. We're at 321 Fred Lou. That's our phone number. Of course, you can reach us at fred@carguycoffee.com, lou@carguycoffee.com. Now, Scott, if they want to reach out to you, send you a message of encouragement, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
I'm on Facebook. Also, right. I'm on Instagram, I'm at scottesimons@gmail.com. But yeah, just send me a message through Instagram. Unfortunately, I think my Facebook, I've got to do a business page. I keep putting it off because I'm at a friend's max. But guys, thank you so much for having me on. I admire, respect both of you. I love your energy. I love what you do for this auto industry that we love and beyond. And anything I could do for y'all gentlemen, reach out. And thank you all for tuning in. And please share this out. These gentlemen, they give us their time, a very valuable resource by pouring in and spotlighting us. And the best thing we can do is support them.
Wow. Scott, thank you so much. And we honor that. We will make sure we keep honoring that, those words. Folks, if you guys want to get a hold of him, go to Facebook, go to LinkedIn. It's ScottE.Simons@gmail.com. If you want to send him a quick message, let him know you love him, because I love the guy. I'm so excited that he is my friend.
I love this guy.
We're so excited. Thank you, sir. Salute, we appreciate you. Brother. Take care. Car, you have guys, a great day. Car guys.
This has been a great show with the one and only Scott Simons.
I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I am Fred Lenarts, the subprime hero.
And you have been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. Make sure that you share and pass this all around. Light up Scott with love. And we cannot wait to brew more solutions with you. We will see you soon. Love you all. Peace.